Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was talking about even children knowing the difference between right and wrong. Let's continue with that today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I've seen 6-year-old children, when I would be working security, try to steal candy or toy or something like that, and they'd put it under their shirt. I'd be looking through a two-way mirror on the second floor, and no one would see me because it was a two-way mirror. But, you know, even a 6-year-old kid would look to the right, to the left, every which way to see if anybody was looking. There would be employees right there near that would not see it, but I would see it. And so usually before he got out of the store, I'd stop him, get it out, and give him a warning. Even sometimes would have a police officer nearby and just scare a little 6-year-old enough that he won't do that again. But what I'm saying is this. 6 years old, he knew the difference. In some of those cases where I worked, there were entire families that come in that way, and maybe the family taught their kids how to steal. But yet they'd look every which way. Why? Because there's still something that says it's wrong. We have a personal responsibility, every one of us, for ourselves. And so I learned early, and even in taking in college some Christian psychology courses, there's a tendency to blame parents, church, or other thing. When we have provided for us the preserved Word of God, we don't need to blame anything but ourselves, because we can make decisions to do right or do wrong on our own. God holds us accountable. Every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. Pointing my finger at someone else won't do the trick. Okay? It better be things that have gotten right with God under the blood. Now, going back to finishing my answer here to this teacher, they will actually think they are just in doing so. In these things of gossip or whatever else is what I was mentioning there. Avoiding, allowing it to turn us to malice in our heart that becomes an evil habit of the mind, we may think they are responsible. But our actions, God gives unto us to control. We must discipline our own minds to think on the things of God and his will for our life. Our surmising of the meaning of the words preceding malice are very good, but we recognize that Satan's weapons are carnal. Ours are not, as we read to you. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, think on those things. See, that's our weapon. So now we see the importance of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, when I sent that answer to the teacher answered me back And this is the answer. Okay, I get it. Malice is the melting of all those things for even or even just one of them that can get into our hearts and minds to become a habit, an evil habit, and end up controlling our minds. This in turn affects our reactions, which God commands us to have control over in the first place. We should be stronger than the things of verse 31 because it's our responsibility to walk in front of God and to ever walk with God. And yet many times I never get that close. A former pastor talked about staying as far away from the rattlesnake as possible, even if the pit is so deep that the snake can't get you. What if you fall? If you are far enough away, then you fall, you are still out of harm's way. Thank you for the time to answer this. I think that when I stand before God in heaven, I'm going to be ashamed of how many times I was not spirit controlled because I chose not to obey my responsibility to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Well, that is a good way to start our 2020 December Q&A period. And I tell you what, it seems like that teacher really, really has great discernment. And what a summation. Her summation, I think, was better than my answer. But still, I appreciated that so very much. What a special blessing that is. All right, let's go on to our next question. Now, this next one, and you'll want to hold on for this because this is a question that I'm not sure that I've had a radio listener ask this question in the past, you know, and here over 20 years just here with Lamp and Light when we started that, although I did other radio ministries before. This is the first time, I think, with this question from a radio listener. Now, I've had it similar from people in church and things like that or people I met, but just from a radio listener, I've never had this question before. And the question is basically, Dear Dr. Bloom, Jesus, at the Last Supper with his disciples, washed their feet. And when he finished, he made a statement, you call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord, have and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Now the question is, should not we wash feet when we have the Lord's Supper in our Baptist churches? I was wondering what you believe on this. Okay. As I said, I've not had that, but I've had people ask me for personal in that way, but to have it from a radio listener, that's kind of a first for me. And so when I think about it, I say, wow, how did we get there? How did I get on that? But I'm so thankful for this listener asking that because it is a good question to ask. And folks, to be quite honest with you, we in the Baptist churches, usually we have the Lord's Supper. We don't have a foot washing service. Now, some of them do. Now, Free Will Baptist, for example, I believe they do. And I have people say, if the Lord commanded it, should we be doing that? Understand this, that it is not wrong to wash the feet. Now, I've had people ask me, is it wrong to do that? And I, no, not at all. And I've had those that do the feet washing say, you know, that'd probably be kind of hard for you to humble yourself, wouldn't it, preacher? And I've been tempted a few times. I says, well, I know you pretty well, and I'd hate to wash your feet. They stink so bad. But I never got to that point because I would have been just joking, and they may not have taken it as a joke. But to get to the root of that answer, I think it's something that we need to answer, and answer with the Word of God. Now, I'm going to read here in John chapter 13, and I'm going to begin with verse 5. As I begin to answer this listener, just understand that in Bible days, it was not unusual to have servants in a house of a man that could do this. In some homes where they did it, where they had visitors come, they walked on the road all the day, and their feet were dirty, and they would wash their feet. And so it was kind of like a common courtesy. And usually it was a servant. Sometimes it was the lower servants in the house that had that job, but it'd be a servant to do it. And so, because it was a lower servant, sometimes a servant got that job and thought, oh man, I can imagine back in the servant quarters that when they were talking, who was the smelliest feet that you ever washed? You know, so I just can imagine things like that. But let's just get here to the scriptures, and this is the answer I had for that gentleman. Well, dear sir, I really appreciate you asking that question, because people do ask questions after that nature. So let me answer your question the best I know how. First of all, I'm going to read that account that you just shared with us from the Word of God, starting in John chapter 13 and verse 4. He riseth from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. Now, the disciples should know that he was doing something different. The master, our rabbi, the one they had confessed, thou art the Son of God, giving him equal deity with God, making himself equal with God. They would see him get up and do this. So probably they are stunned. Verse 5, after that, he poureth water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then comes he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Well, sir, let me interrupt at this part of the answer to your question. They would know hereafter. Did they not just see Jesus humbled himself greatly to do this, to do the job that was usually that of the lowest servant?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.